93 WIBC. It is the Kendall and Casey Show. I'm Rob Casey's here. And oh, who it is?
Wearing a jacket today, but no lawyer.
The one and only. He's an author. He's a broadcaster. He's a provocateur. The one and only Abdul Aqib Shabazz. All right, so we are less than 2 weeks away from Election Day. Many of the early voting sites in various communities are starting to open up, and that means people are starting to pay attention. Let's start with the Secretary of State's race. I still think this thing is wide open because Diego has not closed the deal. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I think the race is wide open. Matter of fact, if you ask me today, that's just today, because remember, a day in politics is a lifetime, so yeah. Anything can happen between now and Election Day. I think Destiny Wells wins, but under 50%. I would say maybe 46, 47, Diego, 42, 43. The rest, Jeff Moore.
Wow, so he would get the 10 then.
I think Jeff Moore gets the 10, but that's today. Now, talk to me tomorrow. Could be totally different ball of wax.
Well, so it's interesting, and we talked about this when we put State House happenings together. The people who are going to pull the lever for Diego, I really have not heard one person that I can remember talk about how passionate they are, in person. Now, there may have been people on social media who post up, but in person, when you have a direct conversation with somebody who is passionate about voting for Diego and his qualifications for the job, it is just we got to keep this seat to keep the Democrats from controlling the elections. That's a crummy way to vote.
It is an illogical way to vote. No, I take that back. People's reasons for voting: you can vote because you like somebody, vote against you because you can't stand somebody. But I always ask a question. Okay, if you're going to vote for somebody, I always ask sort of three whys. Why? Because I like them. Well, why do you like them? Well, because I like their policies. What about their policies do you like? I always ask sort of three W questions. Mm-hmm. And so when someone says, well, we can't give the Democrats the seat, okay, well, why? Because they cheat. Well, how do they cheat? I ask them two or three times. If they can't, then it's like, okay, well, that's they can't give you a straight answer after three whys. And it's like, okay, all right, you're just full of crap and we're going on about our business.
A lot of people have a hard time articulating that, though. Why?
Well,
sometimes they just can't even put their finger on it.
That's because most politicians stink, Casey. There is no answer to it. They stink.
Well, it's not the politicians, it's the voters. Because the politicians are just a reflection of the people that they represent. And so my thing is, if you can't figure out why you're voting for somebody, then maybe you need to think about why you're voting in the first place.
Abdul is here. We're talking about some of these big races inside of 2 weeks before Election Day. And this is what's interesting. And I think there's maybe some merit to what you're talking about in the sense of, I think, as we predicted, there are a whole bunch of people, for a bevy of reasons, who cannot stand Todd Young. They know what he is. They know about the money. They know about the role in inflation. They know they're being gaslit by the guy. But they will say, well, but I can't let Schumer and the Democrats control the Senate again, so I'm going to hold my nose and vote for him. Mm-hmm. I am not hearing that with Diego, because I think people catch on and go, look, this person is basically an administrator of election law, business law, whatever, and if the Republicans don't like something the Democrat is doing, well, they can stop it. So I say this in the sense of, there's a lot of people in the Senate race who are not going to vote for James Siniak, who I think will vote for Jeff Moore.
Well, see, here's the interesting thing. When you vote for your U.S. Senator, technically, you're casting sort of two votes.
Yeah.
One for a U.S. Senator, one for who you want to be majority leader. So from that perspective, I can't vote for, either Young or McDermott because I want either Schumer or McConnell to become leader. I don't agree with the logic, but I can see the logic and rationale in that one. You're right. The Secretary of State's race is a totally different creature. When you're voting for either Destiny Wells or Diego or Jeff Moore, you're voting for one Republican, one Libertarian, one Democrat, and that's basically it. Because the Secretary of State doesn't vote for the Speaker or the Governor or anything. So from that perspective, I think you're absolutely right. What I do think, however, is that if people are still undecided about Diego at this point in time, they're not voting for him.
Yeah.
I really don't think they're going to skip the race, go Destiny Wells, or go for Jeff Moore.
Abdul, I have a question for you, and it's regarding polling and approval ratings. We have seen Biden's approval rating just plummet over the months. It just keeps going down, 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 down. What is a good number for an approval rating?
I'd say above 50%.
Anything above 50% is considered good then?
I would say 50%, or at the very least having a plurality. So let's say 45% of the people like me, 40% can't stand me, the rest are undecided. As long as I got at least a plurality of likables, then we're good.
Okay.
That's always sort of been my logic and rationale.
Abdul is here. Let's talk about the U.S. Senate race. So we talked about this on State House Happenings as well. As we said, while I think there are a whole lot of people who are not going to vote for Diego and will vote for Jeff Moore, the Libertarian, I think there are a whole lot of people who are going to hold their nose and vote for Todd Young. I think while there was some doubt for a while, those people, as we predicted, it's totally out of fear. I mean, and I'm seeing it on social media more and more now. People are going to do this. They're going to vote for him. I think he'll even probably get the 50%. I don't think he's going to get whatever it was, 56 like he got in 2016. But I think he's going to win, and probably with a somewhat comfortable margin. You know more than I do. What say you?
I think Todd is in that 52-55 range. I think Tom McDermott's in that 42-43% range. And once again, the rest goes to Siniak. Once again, though, if you're undecided about Todd Young at this point in the game, I don't think you're going to go and hold your nose and go vote for him. They're going to either skip that race or vote for James Siniak.
That picture of him at the gas station.
With the long sleeves.
Where there's no car in the photo and he's supposed to be pumping gas.
Okay. And he's at Gary at night. That's what surprised me. Like, Gary, Indiana, white guy and Gary pumping gas? What the hell's wrong with you?
Okay. Didn't he look like he was about to fight the gas pump, too? He was going to take it on.
It's got the long sleeves.
So for those of you who missed it, because we talked about this a lot the other day, a photo pops of Todd Young posts on his campaign website. He's at a gas pump, I guess, in Gary or on his way to Gary. There's a photo of the price of gas in the background. They're trying to rip on Biden. But he looks like, and I heard somebody say this, like he's almost like when the Terminator character like pops out of the future and he's like menacing at the gas pump and he's gripping it firm and he's got long sleeves on and the shirt doesn't look like it exactly fits. And there's no car in the photo. I mean, it's a totally staged photo. It's totally ridiculous. It's made its rounds all over the internet. Does that hurt? Does somebody go, okay, I've had enough? I was on the fence, but the staged gas station photo is what did it in for me. Maybe, or is it just an embarrassment?
Maybe it's just for a small handful of people. I'm just seeing Todd Young just goes, I'll be back. just doing that whole thing.
What is, Abdul is here, a couple minutes left here. We're talking about some of the big elections going on. What's going on with Angela Grabowski and Andre Carson here in the 7th Congressional District, Marion County?
That race is starting to gain some traction, heat up a little bit. Andrew Grabowski recently ran an ad talking about how Andre Carson hasn't been at work. I'm doing air quotes here with my hands because his office has been closed since COVID. Mm-hmm. I got a hold of Andre's office, said, you know, we have been open. We just still doing a hybrid situation. So there's that. And then I found out that Andrew Grabowski doesn't live in the 7th District, which doesn't prohibit her from running. But once again, though, if you're someone of means and you live in Hamilton County, why are you trying to run for Congress down in the 7th? Congressional District, because she lives in Carmel. Mm-hmm. So the question is, what do you have in common with somebody who lives at 30th and Capitol?
Yeah, you can't vote for yourself if you don't live in your district.
No, you can't.
Well, I mean, you're not supposed to. It's highly frowned upon.
Yeah, and which is why we'll absolutely have a conversation with her today. They'll be posting any politics later this afternoon. Sort of, okay, if you don't live in the district, why are you running? How did you vote? Did you vote in the 5th for Victoria Spartz? Or did you come down here and vote? How did you do that? Because when you vote in Indiana, even if she moved, did you move and you have a new address? Because did you ever change your voter registration?
Yeah, but you're saying for the primary this past year, she voted in Hamilton County.
She would have had to because she's only registered to vote in Carmel.
Yeah. So does this show that, because I haven't heard this publicly anywhere, to show Carson's not taking her serious? Because you'd think he'd be running an ad all over the place if indeed that's true.
I always believe you should always take your opponent seriously, even if they're crazy nuts, because you just never know. But I do think there's a certain amount of comfort in Andre Carson's political position right now that he'll probably get reelected.
As we mentioned before, I let you go. The early voting has begun, but in many communities, like where I live in Brownsburg, the early voting just started yesterday in terms of polling places in the community. How are the early voting numbers, and can we gauge anything from them since in many communities the polling locations have just now opened up?
You can't. We probably got to wait till maybe next Monday, Tuesday, just how mm-hmm. early voting went in the first weekend across the state of Indiana. I take a little bit more from the new registered voters and people who change their voter registration, because those numbers are actually up. But as far as early voting goes, we're more than 2014, but less than 2018 right now.
At this point, do you do any more polling, or are you done with that? You're just going to wait and see how people voted.
I may do an informal sample on any politics.
Oh, this is where he asks his friends to tell him how great the establishment is. Yeah, we know how those polls go.
Hey, it is what it is.
are you doing anything to help the radio station this weekend?
Yes, actually I am.
Oh.
Got an hour of programming because IU basketball starts up this weekend.
IU basketball?
Yeah, IU basketball
what?
Starts up. Yep, their preseason, I guess, starts.
Really?
Starts Saturday.
Already?
Already.
Yes, already.
Oh, what are you, so what are you doing? What's going on?
Me and Angel Grabowski will be playing that interview that we were recording today. And also I had a good conversation with Victoria Spartz. And she said something really interesting about when she goes to the Ukraine, mm-hmm. she's actually a target by the Russians.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll look at her Facebook pictures and do the, sort of the geo-positioning, then fire missiles
wow.
at her.
So maybe she shouldn't be posting while she's there.
We talked about that.
Okay.
He's an author, he's a broadcaster, he's a provocateur, the one and only Abdul Aqib Shabazz. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you.
93 WIBC, it's Kendall and Casey Show.